Hallelujah. It is good to be here in the presence of so many beautiful saints of God. And we thank God for you. Amen. And we bring you greetings from New Selma Baptist Church. And we're so elated to be your guests tonight. There is a word from God. And we'll be coming out of Psalms 118. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to thank God for the choir and their worship in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Psalms 118, and I told Deacon Garrett, I'm not going to get too stirred up. Amen. I'm going to try to deliver this and try to stay calm. Amen. Y'all laughing. Amen. New self, I know that's hard for me to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to start in verse 14. And it reads, "The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of God does valiantly. The right hand of God is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go in unto them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Let us pray. Eternal Father, we thank you and we give you praise, God, for another day, Lord God, that you have blessed us to see. We thank you, O Father, for your grace and your mercy, and how you sent Jesus to die for us on Calvary. Lord, and that life is birthed inside of the believer. Lord God, and we are led by your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to carry out the call of God in the earth. Lord, and we now ask for your power, Lord God, to deliver this word, that it might become a rhema word, Lord God, and it might rest in the heart of your people. Lord, we love you tonight, because you're God all by yourself. O majestic and holy Father, we give you praise and we thank you that you did not consume us, but you saved us. In the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Holy One, the risen Savior, hallelujah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, immortal and eternal. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, and we praise you. Amen. Amen. Just want to talk a little bit from I shall not die. Amen. I shall not die. The scripture speaks of many deaths in the Bible. It says that when Adam entered into the Garden of Eden, that and God gave him the command not to eat from the tree in the midst of the garden, or he should surely die. That Adam disobeyed God and found out that he died a spiritual death. Amen. And we also have a physical death that we have to die since Adam fell. But there is a death that Christ requires for the believer. Amen. That there's a death that Christ requires, and he says you must die to yourself. And this is one of the obstacles that we have in our Christian walk, is how do we really die to our flesh to carry out the call of God in the earth? How is it that we cannot carry out his call because we are so consumed with the things of this world? Amen. We come passed about with everything but the concern of the Father. And it's hard for us sometimes to get out of our flesh in order to reach others for the cause of Christ, because we cannot die to this thing called the flesh. Amen. But I thank God that through Jesus Christ, the crucifixion of the flesh comes through the empowering of the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all got the Holy Ghost in here tonight? Because if y'all don't talk to me, we'll be here till 12 o'clock. Amen. I need you to talk to me just a little bit. I'm one of them preachers you got to talk back to. If you don't talk, I just keep talking till I get a response. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, we have a chance to crucify this flesh and to carry out the call of God in the earth. And because you are sitting here at Christ the King, it means that God has a special assignment on your life. Amen. That you are not just called here to sit in this pew for this little hour and a half, but you actually have a divine call from the Father of lights. And he carried it down through the prophets and to the apostles. And he delivered it us through the Holy Spirit, through the word preached. And now we have the same call that the apostles had. And that is to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he can do for a life that is in derail and being, hallelujah, snared by the devil. Amen. I believe that the compassion of the church is now being tested. Amen. Because the world wants us to really look down on those that are caught in sin. Boy, I wish y'all talk to me just for a minute. We're attacking everybody. We're attacking gays and homosexuals. We're attacking everybody that needs Jesus instead of telling them about Jesus. Boy, I wish I had a witness up in here. Hallelujah. The church don't want to put up with who really Jesus is going after. We want everybody to be right when they come through the doors, and we really don't want to go out there and get ourselves nasty. Amen. I wish I had a witness up in here. Amen. Anybody ever worked on a farm? It's hard to grow things without getting nasty. But, ooh, Jesus, I wish I had a witness up in here. And since he done called us, hallelujah, to plant this seed of salvation in the earth, that means that you got to get in the dirt. Amen. That means that you got to hug that man that smell like Bud Light. Amen. You got to hug that one that smell like he just got through smoking reefer. But you can't do it if your flesh is, if your flesh is not crucified, it's hard for you to love those that are loveless. Amen. One of the stories in the Bible, when Jesus came into the book of Matthew, some lepers came to him. Amen. And the lepers came and said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me whole. Amen. And Jesus said, I will. And the Bible says that he touched the leper, which signifies that Jesus will always touch the untouchable. Boy, I wish I had a witness up in here. He'll touch the ones that we refuse to touch because a leper was shunned. Hallelujah. He was exiled. When people were shunned, they're called leper. It's the same thing we do with those on crack. Crackhead. Alcoholic, and you run. Amen. He on crystal meth, and the church hides. Amen. But Jesus said, and they cried out for the same thing that the leper cried out for. Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me whole. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I can't touch him if you don't stretch forth your hand. Don't you remember that I call you the body of Christ? You asking me to touch him, but I need your hand. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord, to touch those that cannot be touched. Because once the church does this, hallelujah, then it's almost like the arm of Christ is amputated. And we walk around and we pray and we ask God to fix our community, but God says, you fix it. You make it better. Boy, I wish I had a witness up in here. Watch David. David said, the Lord is my strength in song, which means that, watch it, he's my empowerment in my praise. I do not rely on myself, but I really depend on the strength of God to carry out the call of God in my life. Because if I try to do it in my own flesh, if I try to do it in my own strength, then I will soon fail and I'll get tired and I'll get weary in well doing and I'll faint. But if the Lord is my strength, then I can do what he said, because I do not rely on myself, but I rely on the power of God coming on the inside and moving in a way that confounds mankind. Because when you try to box him in, he'll make a drunk a deacon. Boy, I wish I had a witness up in here. Hallelujah. He'll take a crack addict and make him a pastor. And then you got a church that says, how in the world did God do that? The Lord is my strength, and he's my song. Lord have mercy. I wish I had a witness up in this church. Amen. That's what he does. He makes those things. Hallelujah. He causes us to rise up and know that he's God all by himself, because he's steadily transforming our lives. We cannot stay the same if you're connected to Jesus. Hallelujah. Every time we take communion, it says that we remember his death. But in his death is life. Because when Paul wrote it in Romans chapter 6, he said that if you buried with him in baptism, you're buried into his death. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. So every time I take communion, I'm dying to live again. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I wish I had a witness up in here. Hallelujah. So every time I think about him hanging on the cross, I'm dying to live again, because he has declared that I must die to my flesh. Hallelujah. But watch this. It's a strange twist in this one, because most people use this when they're dealing with sickness. But God is dealing with a spiritual condition in this psalm. I shall not die to declare the works of the Lord. Which means that you cannot let your prayer life die. You cannot let your praise die. You cannot let your service die. And that's why sometimes you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, I will not be a dead Christian. Lord have mercy. I refuse to be a quiet, stand on the side, not say nothing Christian. Lord have mercy. I've had folks tell me, you don't need to witness in Walmart. Why not? You don't need to witness everywhere you go. Why not? Hallelujah. That's what I'm called to do. That's my calling. That's my job description. When you look at David Perry's job description, before I got saved, it said robber, thief, liar. I wish y'all talked to me just for a minute. I know I'm not the only one in here that has done something wrong. I know all y'all been saved all y'all life. I know y'all been saved. Y'all ain't never done nothing. Y'all been in church all you was born in a manger. Hallelujah, Jesus. But that was my job description before I got saved. And then when I switched over and I filled out that application called salvation, and watch it, y'all heard that up there. And I put in my application with heaven. He switched it over and said, job description, one word, witness. Hallelujah. In order to witness, I cannot let my witness die. Even though I go through trials and tribulation, I cannot let my witness die. Though my family may be going through some troubles and some strains and some struggles, I cannot let my witness die. Though friends may turn their back on me and call me everything but a child of God, I cannot let my witness die, because I got to declare the works of the Lord while I got breath in my body. Lord have mercy. Help me, Jesus. And when he saved us, he declared, watch this, we always say this, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, Craig. We say we're glad in it, but by 12 o'clock we mad in it. Amen, I'm mad now because my supervisor done got under my skin. Amen, hallelujah, done told me to do more than I'm supposed to do. But God said, you're supposed to do it as unto me. Then we started over the next day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And you wake up mad at your husband. Lord have mercy. By 9 o'clock, you're trying to figure out, should I divorce him or not? Lord have mercy. Help me, Jesus. I shall not die, because I got to declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. I can't let Satan kill me and kill the fruit of the vine that Christ has put in me. Watch John. John said this. He said, we are the branches. And that if the branch don't bring forth fruit, it is good for nothing. So watch this. That means that that's a dead vine. And it says God cuts it off and he purges the rest so that it brings forth more fruit. Because, and this is one of the things that hurts the Christian lifestyle, is that we get so boxed in and we die because our witness is not alive. Ooh, Jesus. Watch this. In order to be a true witness, you got to be a lively vine. Amen. What is a lively vine? A lively vine don't complain, because it knows it has one purpose. Bear fruit. Boy, I wish I had a witness up in here. Huh? Hallelujah. We know that we are lively vine because we don't get tired of doing the things of God. We're excited about coming to worship. We're excited about greeting the pastor because we know he has a hard job. We're excited about singing because we're extolling our God. But when our witness get dead, when we die on the vine, we drag the church. We make excuses why we don't serve. We make excuses as to what we should do. Lord have mercy, I got to do everything but serve Jesus. And I put him on the back burner. And for a while it looks like I'm alive, but really I'm dying on the inside. Because I'm coming to church, but I haven't felt his spirit in a long time. Hallelujah. I see others worshiping, and I wonder what they're feeling. Because I feel nothing but the cold chill of a dead life in Christ. So God challenges us sometimes, and he puts us in a situation of where you got to die to your flesh in order that the vine might be alive in you again. Because he promised this now. In John 17, he said, Father, I pray that you do not take them out the world, but you keep them from the evil that's in it. Which means that he's not going to remove the Christians from the struggles of life because the world is going through a struggle and the only witness out is you. Lord have mercy. The only witness for that crack addict and that alcoholic, for that one that's stuck on prescription medication is you. The only one that is, ooh, Jesus. That you the witness for depression. Despondency. You are the witness that you can overcome it because the joy of the Lord is your strength. He's the one that revives you in the morning. He's the one that takes charge of your life and makes sure that you go through every valley and over every mountain with the power of his witness on the inside of you. And you say, I shall not die, but live to proclaim the words in the works of Jesus Christ. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't die on me. Because you got work to do. Hallelujah. Watch this. I want you, if you got your Bibles, go with me. I want to read something out of Romans. It's a powerful passage, and I won't hold you long. Amen. Craig said he's short-winded. I'm short-winded, too, sometimes. Don't y'all laugh, New Semi. Amen. Hallelujah. Watch this. In Romans chapter 6, it's very powerful. And I want you to notice, the church don't like to deal with the deaths. We don't like to deal with death. We really don't. We don't like to talk about it. I don't know how we're going to get that body without dealing with it. Amen. I don't know how I'm going to get to heaven without going through it. Amen. Some of us are going to be raptured now. Amen. He's coming back for his church. But in order for you to be a true witness, you got to learn how to die to self right now. That you might live again unto Christ and proclaim his glory. Amen. Because what is happening in the community right now is that the church is refusing to go into the places to where God really needs to go. Amen. We've given territory over to Satan because we will not die. Thank you, Doc. That's a big old towel. I forgot mine. Thank you, man. Amen. Watch this. Let me read this just for a minute. It says in verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. I want you to catch the language now. Hallelujah. Like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. I'm buried with him in baptism that he might raise me to the newness of life. Amen. And watch this. I'm going to give you God's. This is God's mold from Genesis. You bring forth after your own kind. Oh, Jesus. And because you are called to bring forth new life wherever you go, once we give a territory over to Satan, then that territory only has death written on it with no hope of life, because the only life that it can have is when the Christian takes his feet and put it in that place to where God can use him. Amen. I know I'm talking in the right church. Amen. And I know I'm talking to my people. Amen. And God's people. Because when I look in Selma and where we are right now, and I thank God for this opportunity to talk to more than one church at one time. Amen. Because my people know I harp on it all the time that we got to be a witness. Selma is going through a place to where we've given up too much territory to Satan. Boy, I wish I had a witness up in here. Now, that's a small town. Thank you, brother. Amen. Now, thank you, Jimmy. Amen. But watch this. When we give up too much territory to Satan, then what God has to do is put the church in a place. And this is what David said over in Psalms. He said, "You've chastened me, Lord." Which means that he has to correct us in order for us to get back in the right line as to what we really need to be doing. Because when we're not in line with Jesus, then the Holy Spirit has to put us in a place to where we have to hear him. Boy, I wish I had a witness up in here. So he doesn't mind putting you in trouble because he knows he's the God that can bring you out of trouble. He don't mind letting trouble come because you wasn't praying until trouble came. Oh, Jesus. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. As long as you had everything going like you wanted, you pray once a week. When trouble came, you praying four times a day. Lord, I need your help. Lord, please come see about me. Lord, I'm tired of my boss. I'm tired of my husband. I'm tired of my wife. I'm tired of these children. I'm tired of the dog, the cat, the rat, and the bat. Lord, I need your help to come see about me. And Jesus is saying, look, you was buried in me in baptism. And if you let me raise you, I'll raise you up to a newness of life. Hallelujah. I'll bring you out of everything that you thought that you were stuck in if you let me rise inside your heart. Now, once I rise inside you, you are commanded from Jesus Christ to be a witness. The church has lost its passion for the Great Commission because we have refused to die to our flesh. Amen. The reason why Selma has such a bad spirit of poverty on it, in addiction, is because the church is refusing to embrace those that are stuck and snared in that, ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. In that lifestyle. When the last time you hugged somebody that was stinking? When the last time you touched one of them ladies that trying to raise five or six babies on her own and Larry keep tipping on Friday night? Lord have mercy, help me Jesus. When the last time you really embraced the family that you knew didn't know Jesus? But every time you saw them, they was cussing. Every time you go around, there's nothing good going on in the house. When the last time you really put your arms around them and said, Jesus love you. When the last time you sought out somebody to tell them that the King of Kings is really calling them to another place. I'm almost through because I feel myself getting a little too emotional with this one. Because I feel the call of God in my heart now for the church to really catch on fire for Jesus Christ. We done boxed ourselves into denominational corners. The Baptists on one side, the Methodists on the other. Hallelujah. And everybody else just circling around and Satan said, y'all just keep fighting your little denominational wars and I'm going to keep sending souls to hell while you're trying to figure out what you believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time. See, I'm gonna end with this. See, I thank God for the gospel because it was the gospel that got me off cocaine. It was the gospel that took them pistols out of my hand. And he put a Bible in it. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was the gospel of Jesus Christ that stopped me from robbing, stealing, and killing. Because Jesus, when I realized that he was God all by himself, I needed nothing else. It didn't matter where he took me or where he wanted to take me. All I knew is that Jesus Christ was Lord all by himself. Hallelujah. And I know that if he can reach down and get old fella like me, Lord have mercy. He can reach anybody in Selma, Alabama right now. But the thing about it, I'm glad that when my daddy cried when I was in the county jail, watch this, January 21st, 1988, I was in jail and my daddy came to see me, and when he cried, God broke my stony heart through my daddy's tears. And I felt small, so small that I tried to kill myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when I tried to hang myself, Jesus came in that cell and said, David, you done tried everything. Jesus, try me. Hallelujah. That's why I'm crazy about it. And that's why I don't care what people say about me. I'm a Jesus freak. I can't help it. Lord have mercy. That's all I know is that I love him. Might not have a lot, but I got everything. Because he's Lord all by himself. And it's time for the church to rise up and let us stop playing these religious games. It's souls hanging in the balance. People dying every day going to hell because the church refused to witness. We refuse to get out there and tell them, look, there's a better way. There's a better way. You don't have to die and go to hell. You can actually be saved today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it if you just give him a chance. But instead, we see people that are stuck in sin, and we know that if they died at that moment in hell, they would lift their eyes, and we walk by them with our mouth closed. Now, Pastor, can I pray for you? Can I introduce you to Jesus? Can I introduce you to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Can you take a moment tomorrow and just stop and ask somebody, are you saved? Do you know him? I know what you're feeling in your heart. You feel like nobody cares. But I come to tell you that there's one who hung, bled, and died for you. And God raised him from the dead for you. And I want to introduce you to the King of Kings. Take time tomorrow. Stop passing by the souls and not saying anything. You're the voice of God in the earth. He'll magnify your voice and it'll chip somebody's heart away. It'll chip that stony heart and they'll hear the King speaking. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you just yield your body and yield your spirit to him and give him a chance. I want you to hear this. Romans 10, and I'm going to be through. And this is it. I want to read this. Romans 10, and we're going to start in verse 8. It says, but what says? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. And in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And shalt believe in thine heart. That God raised him. From the dead. How beautiful are these words. Thou shalt be saved. No greater words ever written. Thou shalt be saved. Christians, feel it. The love of the Father called us and said, thou shalt be saved. And we need to tell others that if you confess him, not might, hallelujah, not maybe, but thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Every eye closed. Every head bowed. Father, we thank you. Lord, and we praise you for Jesus. Lord, the church needs you to revive us again. Lord, we're fighting each other. Biting each other, devouring one another, complaining on every side. And for that, we're sorry, God. We missed the big picture. That all of the woes of our world, all of the woes of society, Lord, is solved through the blood of Jesus Christ. Because when he comes in, hate has to leave. When he comes in, addictions has to go. When he comes in, families are strengthened. Divorce rate goes down. Homosexuality is disannulled when Jesus comes in. Abortions, when he comes in, God, every child is loved. Lord, and we need you because you gave us this commandment to take Jesus to the world, to be witnesses unto you. And Lord, and sometimes we got so caught up in church business and church politics and theology and divinity, God, that we really missed the simplicity of the story. And Lord, we ask you that you revive it in us tonight. That when we leave here, God, that we'll leave with our hearts determined, God, to win a soul for you tomorrow, to tell somebody that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, we thank you right now. We praise you for Christ the King and the work that they're doing. We pray, God, that you'll strengthen them to continue, Lord God, to reach in families. Lord God, strengthening children through the academy. Introducing them to the King of Kings, Lord God. Changing a generation one child at a time. Lord, and we pray that you will just strengthen them to continue on. And Lord, and we pray for New Selma. God, we know that you put us in a place to where others did not want to go. But Lord, we thank you that even now you're saving souls. Even now you're strengthening us for the journey. And Lord, and we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you tonight. And we pray, God, that you'll help us, God, to live and not die. That we will proclaim the works of the Lord. That, Lord, that we'll begin to tell all of our friends, our families, our acquaintances, Lord God, that Jesus Christ is Lord. That he's the answer to everything. Lord, we love you tonight. And we thank you, Father. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. Because you're God all by yourself. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's a song that we used to sing when I was a child. And I want you to help me sing it. Sing it with me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Sing it one more time. Oh,